Times are tough nowadays. Man, do we need an upgrade to our business? We definitely could use one. I know, I'm driving on the wrong side of the road. Let's get to it. So right out of school, I pretty much partied away all my money, and this is what I could afford. Yeah, have a plan and try to stick with the plan. The good news is our business license, our fertilizer application permit license, all the business things you need to start out a lawn care business finally went through. So we might be able to convince a banker for a loan. Now, I mean, we're legit. We're not just a podunk young kid start out with a little itty bitty mower. Oh, driving off the road, man. Little itty bitty mower and POS Falcon. Yeah, it's a POS. Let's face the facts. This is our humble abode here. Let's just say we are scraping by. We are definitely scraping by. I have plans to upgrade this. Yeah, I know. I spent a lot of money. I probably spent all my savings, everything I have. I'm still paying for them college loans. But I bought a model Curtis prop plane here. Why not? I wish these were really 50 cals. And then I could really... But no, I definitely wasted some money. I need to be smart businessman. I need to start up. Just started getting my plans together. I got my permits. I got everything I need to start a lawn care business. Right now, I call it Stevo's Clippings. I know, that is one horrible name. I mean, most people think I'm a barber. I mean, how dumb is that name? I need to sit down with a pen and paper and like work on that. I know I can come up with a better name than Stevo's Clippings because, I mean, I think I confuse more people than I get customers. Let's just say that. I got a little 332G starter out mower here. I mean, it has the upgraded bagging system. It's not made for hardcore lawn care use. You really have to get the upgraded deck and all that stuff. Yep, I got my old dad's truck here. You know, it hasn't run in years. This is what I rode to school. I was actually very money conscious when I went to school, and I just rode a motor bike everywhere I went. I stayed in this old camper right here, pulled it with my beautiful Ford Falcon. Pop the hood on this thing, and then you might be impressed. It does have a red line gas notification. It just beams a red light right in your face. You really know when you should get gas in there. But this V8 big block here, yep, it's worth probably 10 times what the car is, and it's amazing that this rusty old beast can actually pertain or harness all them horses. It is amazing, but it works. Broke out all my headlight covers, but I mean, who needs them? That's just beginner stuff here. Don't really have too much. We have this old Sassy Massey here. And let me tell you, this thing is sassy when it comes to oil. I'm pretty sure I put more oil than diesel in this old girl. It could definitely use a little engine overhaul, or at least swap. But that's a lot of money. I'm thinking about just upgrading it. We got to talk a banker into giving us a loan, because I can tell you, the business, I mean, once you start getting your permits, your license, everything, that stuff all adds up. And then, you know, all your money you saved up is like, my bank account's empty. I don't have nothing to spend. But we need to put some oil in here, not diesel. Doesn't need that until another day or so, but get a couple quarts of oil. Because if you look around this place, I mean, how can you have a lawn care place with chest-high grass here? I didn't grow up in the nicest conditions, so I'm probably need some schooling on business etiquette. I know I can at least put some paint on some of my buildings. I ended up just building my own little house here with connexes, just welded them together, and it is for a bachelor. This thing is nice. The only thing problem with this is it's only a bachelor pad. It'll never be anything more unless you can find one heck of a woman. Let's just say that. But this thing, it's adequate for me right now. I probably really should sell my Curtis and maybe buy a business. Pick up a few quarts right here. All right. Put them in here. Few quarts should at least get us about a half hour of use out of this tractor. Then we'll have to stop again and refill. You definitely do a lot of dipsticking when it comes to this tractor, let's just say that. Oh yeah. It's always a good morning when this thing actually starts. Man, I did not close my car door there. Yeah, just barely. Oh, I tapped that old rusty truck. I just knocked some of the rust off the bumper, that's all I did. Alright. First, we're gonna mow around our place here. Yep, there we go. Mower actually works. Look at that, making dust. Don't hit a tree. Just want to make sure, one, to keep the snakes from trying to get into my house. Two, just to clean up this area better. Man, is this grass high? Probably should have did this right when I started this, but been so busy actually trying to get customers and get new clients that kind of neglected the important things. After this thing gets warmed up, it actually goes at a fairly good speed. You'd be amazed at how powerful this is. Something might fall off it, but at least it'll be going at a good speed. At least something respectable. You know, one of the worst things about my little garage here, this old baby won't fit in it. Just get just the tip of it underneath that garage. Mufflers are too high, the cab's too high. Oh well. Go trim down all these weeds around here. Sorry, I gotta talk loud because this thing is quite loud, if you haven't noticed. I tell you what, I don't know if all you guys have ever run a weed eater for long periods of time. I have not personally in real life, and I cannot figure out how to run one and not get my back almost on fire every single time. Maybe I just have bad posture, or maybe I'm just holding it wrong, I don't know. While I'm thinking about it and you guys are checking out my rear side, make sure you like this video. It helps me out a ton, and I sure do appreciate it. Alright, enough of this. You guys are probably getting annoyed by this sound anyways. Alright, finally done with that little annoying thing. Thank you all for watching. I hope you like this type of video. If you like me to make more of these types, don't worry. I'm not going to stop farming. It'll still be in Farm Sim. But I'd like to just change it up a little bit, you know, just make the content a little bit interesting. But if you like it, make sure you show me by smashing that like button. Leave me a comment. If you have an idea that I need to do or you think I need to do, put it down there. I'd appreciate it. I try to answer everyone. I know it's hard to get every single one. Bear with me. I'm full-time military, so I try to get to everyone I can. But thank you all for watching again, and I will see you later over here in the show. This thing would make a great flower pot for the front of our yard here. Just need to drag it up there. Just plant some flowers. You know, the motor's rusted shut anyway, so that's no big deal.